It's that magical time of year when you need to start checking yourself for ticks. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The black-legged tick is the kind of tick we have in Michigan that can transmit Lyme disease, and it's been expanding its range in our state. Eric Foster is a medical entomologist with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and he joins me now. Where in Michigan is our risk of running into black-legged ticks the highest?
The risk for running into Lyme disease ticks, or black-legged ticks specifically, is highest in the western part of the state. These ticks were originally documented in Menominee County in the Upper Peninsula, the western Upper Peninsula, in the late 90s. And it wasn't until the early 2000s that we discovered them in the Lower Peninsula and southwestern Lower Michigan. And since then, the tick range has expanded to encompass essentially all of the western shoreline of the state of Michigan, and those ticks have been steadily moving eastward into the state. So we talk about areas around Kalamazoo and even into Ionia moving eastward in the state is where we're starting to see these ticks emerge as well.
And what do they look like this time of year? What should you look for on your body?
Well, this time of year is when we see nymphal black-legged ticks. So there are three stages. There's the larva, which is a very small six-legged creature. The nymphal stage, which is about the size of a poppy seed, still very small, and then the adult stage. And at this point of the year, we're seeing the nymphal stage ticks, which are sometimes hard to detect. They're kind of black in color, and the back end of them may look tan or translucent colored. And these are going to be in areas where you've got we've got some woods or edge habitat between grassy areas in the woods. These ticks prefer to be in well-shaded areas that have a little bit higher humidity, because once they get out into the sunlight, they dry out pretty quickly.
What have you seen happen with reported cases of Lyme disease in Michigan over the past few years?
Well, we have seen increases over the time that that I've been doing surveillance for human cases of Lyme disease in the state, which goes back 10 years or more. We've seen steady and slow increases, and these increases are coming in areas where the tick is more common. So where we see Lyme disease cases being reported from, where people are being exposed locally, is in those places like in the western Upper Peninsula. And in the western part of the Lower Peninsula of Michigan is we're seeing those increases happening.
And I understand that early treatment is really important with Lyme disease. What do you want to watch for as far as symptoms go?
Yeah, so the early symptoms of Lyme disease would include fever. In about 70% of people, they will present with an expanding red rash, which we typically call the bullseye rash. Now, it's not always going to look like a clear bullseye. This may be just a red area on the skin that expands out over time. And we like people to know that you don't always necessarily want to be looking for an exact bullseye ring, because we don't want people to miss Lyme disease. If you have an expanding rash in the summer, if you've got fever, body aches, headache, fatigue, these types of symptoms, you want to go see your healthcare provider and let them know that you may have been in an area where there are ticks.
Eric Foster is a medical entomologist with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.